Squirrel Programming 2025. Learning for real is a lot of fun. It is all about fun, really. That's how some people go the extra step. Learning for real is not a challenge or a chore. It's magical. Especially now, with artificial intelligence becoming smarter all the time. And since you are always dictating what you are learning, it's always useful and interesting. Our minds go in a cycle, slowly moving from one curiosity to another. Because it is a circle, and you always end up revisiting your favorite subjects, you don't really forget anything. Our minds are really powerful like that. I often ask AI to write my documentation and code comments in a way that is friendly to those who are new to programming. It still comes out as gibberish. For example, today I wrote dry humor about inlining object inheritance, ha ha. But last week I ended up creating something different. A program source code highlighter with a little bit of a spin. A code highlighter gives different colors to different parts of code, like brackets, keywords, and variable names, so that it is easier on the eye. This really does make a difference. You just see the different part of code a little bit better. I shall read to you from its documentation. It is a fun way to show you just how nuts learning programming can be. And in fact, I invite you to name all your computer programs after silly animal things. And please, don't stop at funny. There are some amazing program names that you wouldn't want to mention during an interview. I registered a program named And I can't wait to get back to working on it. And I can't mention it either, which is perfect. Without further ado, Squirrel Pie 2.0. An ASD-based JavaScript syntax highlighter built as a web component using Acorn. Acorn is actually a real programming library. That's where I got the Squirrel Pie thing from. Unlike traditional regex-based highlighters, SquirrelPie parses your code into abstract syntax tree and renders it with proper semantic understanding. Each element is wrapped with its AST node type, allowing for precise styling and interactive features. For those of you that know a little bit about HTML already, I actually use AST node types as CSS class names, so that you can ease yourself into working with ASTs without needing to plow through monumental code by just styling the highlighter. Rather than introducing the features of my program, though, I posted a message about squirrel pies, showing a little squirrel emoji with a broken heart. The heartbreaking truth that we must face together. In the time that it took you to read this sentence, somewhere in the world, someone searched the internet for squirrel pie recipe. We must do better. Every day, innocent squirrels wake up with dreams. Dreams of finding the perfect acorn. Dreams of executing that perfect triple backflip leap between trees. Dreams of judging you silently from a branch while you fumble with your groceries. This actually happens to me all the time. And since I started wearing a tail for Halloween, my local squirrels have actually become aggressive. These magnificent, bushy-tailed mathematicians who can calculate a parabolic trajectory better than most physics PhDs deserve our protection, not our pastry crusts. And in searching the internet for something that goes well with the Acorn parser, To my horror, I actually ended up looking at a recipe for a squirrel pie. Horrible. Consider the squirrel. Have you ever watched a squirrel? Really watched one? They're not just rodents, they're acrobats, engineers, and frankly, better at planning for winter than most of us. While we're panic buying bread at the first sight of snow, squirrels have been strategically caching nuts since September with the organizational skills of a Fortune 500 logistics manager. Yeah. They plant thousands of trees by forgetting where they buried seeds. They're reforesting the planet while we're doomscrolling. They do more for the environment before 9 a.m. than most of us do all week. And yet, squirrel pie. These are creatures who named themselves after their magnificent tails, ancient Greek skuros, shadow tail, can fall from any height without injury, terminal velocity, adorable, communicate with complex tail movements, basically fluent in semaphore, remember where they have buried thousands of nuts, photographic memory but for snacks, have better work-life balance than any human, nap whenever, eat whenever, judge humans all the time. What can you do? Use this library. Every NPM install is a pledge, a promise, a covenant with squirrel kind that you will never ever make a squirrel pie. Spread the word. Share this project. Not because it's a good AST-based syntax highlighter, which it is, but because every share is a squirrel saved, at least in spirit. Leave nuts, plant trees, build tiny bridges between trees in your backyard, invest in squirrel infrastructure. Adopt a squirrel, not literally, they're wild animals with zero interest in your affection, but spiritually. Pick a local squirrel, name them something funny, wave at them, they won't care, but you'll feel better. In conclusion, this library is named Squirrel Pie not to glorify the consumption of these perfect beings, but as a warning, a reminder, a call to action. We stand at a crossroads. On one path, syntax highlighting and the end of squirrel pies. And the other, a cute but bloody squirrel uprising. Choose wisely. In every acorn, there is a forest. In every squirrel, there is a friend. Anonymous squirrel advocate. Me, just now. Squirrel Pie. The software library with a conscience. No squirrels were harmed in the making of this software. In fact, several were consulted. They provided no useful feedback, but they did eat all my peanuts.